Evening, y'all. It's Wednesday, the 15th of September. You're listening to Sports 214 with my host, Paul Shaw. I'm Rochi, or as Defeed, as you like to call me from time to time. We're here to talk about sports in the Dallas area and anything else that comes along generally. Stay with us for the next 10 or 15 minutes. We have a case of Dos Equis. If you're good, we'll give you some. Tune in. Stay tuned. Here's my host, Paul Shaw.
Thank you, David. That's kind of an empty promise you just made for the beer.
I know there won't be any left.
I don't know how you plan to give the beer to our listeners.
So, it'll be a sound effect, right?
The unknown listener, but thanks for tuning in. You're stuck with us for a while tonight. Why don't we just go ahead and get right into the Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Sunday night.
What were you doing Sunday night, David?
True Blood and walking the dog.
Well, I was watching the Cowboys, unfortunately. It was a pretty crappy game, honestly. Cowboys lose 13-7 to the hated Redskins in division.
The Rednecks did it again.
Yep, they did. And
but you thought they were going to do pretty well, right? You were worried, but you thought they were going to do pretty well.
You know, the Redskins are probably one of the worst teams in football. There's no way, no way that they should beat the Cowboys. And even though I think the Cowboys are going to have an average at best season this year, they still should have won. But it was 13-7. Cowboys lose, and this week they take on the Bears. But we need to talk about this game. Why did the Cowboys lose?
Because the cheerleaders had too many fake boobs.
Yeah, they can get distracting.
Yeah, plus exactly. You're trying to throw the ball, and you got one pair. Yeah, anyway.
Plus, they're on that huge TV. You can't help looking up there, even when you're on the sideline.
No, even when you're playing, you're about to throw the ball, and you're like, "Oh, I look so good."
Well, like I said, Cowboys lose, but let's examine why they did lose. The defense played great. They held the Washington offense without scoring a touchdown. All they got was two field goals out of it. But a 32-yard fumble return by D'Angelo Hall as time expires in the first half.
So Cowboys fumble, ball falls forward. Washington Redskins picks up the ball, runs 32 yards.
Exactly, as time runs out.
Fail.
And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy since that play. Just because, you know, you're on your own 30-yard line and you think you can score in 4 seconds, which there's no way you can. But, I mean, they tried and ended up costing them 7 points. But besides that, I mean, the defense played great. DeMarcus Ware did get hurt, had to leave the game. DeMarcus Ware, David, he's probably one of the best defensive players in football. Definitely the best player on the team. He has a neck injury. It's what hurt him last season.
He's still playing with a neck injury?
They said he's going to play this week. Wow. But, you know, we'll see.
You can wheelchair know. And a little motor.
Right.
Like Stephen Hawking playing American football. I did pass the ball to me. That's really politically incorrect. We're on cable. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Romo looked great. Too many passing plays, though. Romo had 47 pass attempts, which is way too much.
So he's passing rather than running?
Right. Well, you know, he's not much of a runner. What we do is give the ball to our running backs, who we have three great ones.
So it's a quick pass back, kind of like a...
Or a handoff, or a pitch.
Yeah.
But, you see, they have three great running backs, and the one who got the most carries, Marion Barber and Felix Jones, they both had 8 carries, which in NFL, they say... The team with the most run, or who that wins the running games, usually wins the game. The average NFL running back will get 20 carries, 25 carries. I mean, these guys get 8. So they abandoned the running game, even though they're playing well for God knows why.
A strategic decision by the coach?
Yeah, it's the offensive coordinator. He's who calls all the plays.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, he's supposed to be a genius. But, I mean, that's just way too many times to pass the ball.
Gets predictable after a while, right?
But I mean, you know, Romo handled it well. He went 31 of 47 for pass attempts, which is great. Had a touchdown. And Miles Austin, you know, they're saying that he just signed a huge contract, 6 years, I think, guaranteed $18 million, like a possibility of like, oh God, I don't know,
80?
$18 million, guaranteed $18 million,
6 years of play.
That's what he's guaranteed. Like, he could, you know, break his neck tomorrow and not play another down of football, and he's guaranteed $18 million.
It's Not bad.
But, you know, also he has an option for double that, I think. Anyway, he proved he was worth that. Had 10 catches for 146 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's top-notch. No one else does that.
Miles Austin.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he is not a one-hit wonder. He's going to be legit. But, I mean, besides that, just for the way they played, for the way the offense played, they should have put up at least 20 points and won, and ended up winning that game. But this week they're moving on to the Chicago Bears in the first game at the Death Star.
The Death Star?
Mm-hmm, the Death Star is the nickname.
Nickname
for the Cowboy Stadium. I just think it kind of looks like the Death Star.
Nice. Destroyer of planets.
First home game. And that's always exciting.
All right.
But,
so you got tickets for that in Paul? Do you think
I don't.
Do you think we can get a press pass?
Yeah.
Please let us in.
I think we can bust you up and hand them a tape of this. And you
Paul's
know,
mom listens.
Yeah. We have at least one listener. Thanks, Karen. But
you also note that this week we're trying to be very careful with our language.
Right.
No
fuck shit. Cock balls, none of that.
Nope, none of that. Tossing salad, we don't talk about it here on this show. No. And kids in the back of the car, you can ask what that means.
It's always good to ask questions, especially about stuff like that.
Educational minds want to know. All right, what we got next on this for tonight?
Well, last time we were talking, David, we brought up the Rangers and how they're, I think we called them a pain in the ass.
They were hemorrhoidal.
Yeah, I think that was our segue into the Rangers segment, being a pain in the ass. Well, they just went ahead and won 6 games in a row.
They've gone from being a pain in the ass to...
I don't know, the opposite of a pain in the ass. Do you have
around the front? Pleasure in the front rather than
pleasure in the front. That's a good way to describe it. And also we talked about how Cliff Lee's been hurt and pretty shitty. But all he did was go out and pitch 8 of 9 innings and only give up 2 hits, which is...
That's pretty good going.
It is. That's
pretty
great.
Good going. That's some good bowling.
That is. And he gave up 2 back-to-back hits, which I think it was, which, I mean, you know, I think he retired 14 straight batters, which is unbelievable. They're going on 7 in a row tonight. Last time I saw, they were up 8-4, so things are looking good. But they ended up sweeping the Yankees 3 games. They won all 3.
That's here a big win, though. I mean, against
it
the
is
Yankees.
A big win.
I mean,
any win against the Yankees is big.
I mean, their morale must be really, really up now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Ticket prices, man.
It's got to give you some confidence. That's the thing about baseball. You win, I mean, you lose a couple games in a row. There's such a quick turnover until the next game. You just got to let it, get behind you and start thinking ahead. But also, you can think about, you know what, that's 3 of 162 games that they just won. I mean, but the chances are we are going to play the Yankees in the playoffs. So it's huge to see that
we can beat them.
Right. Especially at home, which we haven't swept them since 1996 here in Arlington. So, I mean, that's great. It's good to see because, I mean, we'd play the Yankees twice here before in Arlington and lost both of them. So it's good to see that we can actually beat them, the mighty Yankees, with their $200 million payroll. And
with our
little Rangers,
yeah.
The little Rangers on as maybe $50 million. I don't know.
Kind of the Lone Rangers, really.
right. But it was great to see that, and hopefully the little Rangers can pull it off and beat those Yankees in the playoffs.
For some reason, I suddenly have this vision of like the Toy Story cowboy type, you know, Rangers. Yeah, I don't know why. Anyway, stay tuned. Don't worry, we'll get back to sports.
Sports.
Now, this next bit was the thing I was interested in the most.
Okay.
This week in the world of American sports.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, there was a young lady with a little round bottom that was working for Mexican TV or something.
TV Azteca.
TV Azteca. It's where they have lots of midgets jumping around, right?
That's right.
It's entertaining TV.
Anything to keep your eyes on the TV. They'll do anything.
Just stay for the commercials, please.
You are speaking of Inez Sainz, David.
Inez Sainz. She was actually on Good Morning America.
I saw that.
Morning.
I saw that.
She's
I didn't see it.
I did not put in the complaint. No. I just put it on my Twitter that I feel embarrassed.
That's good. I like your Mexican accent.
Well, it's my Mexican TV accent.
Good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Well, little Inez Sainz. Well, she's not little all over.
No, she's rather cute. Okay, I'm just going to say it, right? Dressed like that, she should expect the attention.
She should. And she does. She really does expect it. Because if you look at Mexican TV, it's... they've got, you know, 20 of hers on every channel.
Really? Maybe I need to watch more Mexican TV.
Sometimes I do.
Paul, what are you doing? Nothing, nothing. I'm watching TV.
I like your little Karen impression there.
Yeah. Impression of your mother. There we go.
Well, Inez signs. Apparently, she was in the Jets locker room because she was supposed to interview Mark Sanchez, the quarterback for the Jets. Former USC quarterback, actually. He is, or, you know, he's American, but his family is Hispanic. I guess from Mexico. But she was supposed to do a little piece on him, and when she got... little piece.
That's what she said.
When she got to the locker room, apparently guys in the locker room began whistling and hollering at her.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh.
So tragic.
Oh, puppy cakes.
I can't believe... I'm scared for her. I don't know if she's going to be okay.
She'll get over it with time, therapy, and more wolf whistles.
And the thing is it looks like... it seems like she already is over it.
Yeah, she is.
But they're making a huge deal out of it for some reason.
The NFL published like an apology within like an hour of it happening.
Yeah, it's,
right?
It's ridiculous. You know, but the thing is this is huge publicity for her. I mean, she's been covering NFL. She goes to every Super Bowl and does, like, little bits where she'll, like, go up and measure the arms of all the football players to see who has the biggest arms while dressing, you know, in a mini skirt and a tube top.
Maybe she's trying to get the blood pressure to rise to see if she can measure a difference in the pythons, you know?
You're right. Like,
I used to cover worldwide wrestling, but now I cover NFL. I didn't do the accent that time.
Lucha Libre? Lucha Libre would be the Mexican.
Lucha Libre.
Anyway, I don't know if this has just been a slow news couple days, but they're making a huge deal about this because it's a woman reporter in a NFL locker room. But I mean, you know, these guys have been around her before. They know her bit. They know what she does. It's all a big joke.
They've probably done that with her before.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, it's probably part of the repertoire, part of the, you know, the talk.
Right. But she's getting a ton of publicity for this, and it's kind of like the Aaron Andrews effect. And are you familiar with Aaron Andrews, David?
Yes, but only because you told me about 15 minutes ago when we recorded this earlier.
Well, she works for ESPN, covers college football, and she is a little hottie, but... no one knew who Aaron Andrews was before the whole peephole camera scandal that happened, you know, what, a year and a half ago or so. But since then, everyone knows who Aaron Andrews is, or, you know, most people do. And she was just on Dancing with the Stars, so now that whole crowd knows who she is.
So do you think this Ms. Zanes is trying to get on Mexican Dancing with the Stars?
You know, if that exists, I'd like to see that, because if...
well, do you think they do they dance to normal music, or do you think everything's like slightly Latin?
Yeah, and salsa dancing.
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
That's not really Enrique music. Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias, that's it. Yeah.
Nice. Have we lost the music?
We have lost the music. We'll edit it in after.
Yeah, okay.
It'll come out in the mix.
It's a good little tune.
It is a good little tune. Everyone loves a little bit of Whiskey on the Beach, whatever it's called.
Whiskey on the Beach.
Yeah.
I think it's Whiskey on the Mississippi, but...
it is on the... Damn.
The Mississippi River is a little... it's close to the beach.
Close to the beach. Yeah, it's only 300 miles. Anyway, thank you very much, folks, for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to subscribe to our RSS feed. And we'll put up some pictures of Miss Sainz and a few of the other things if you want to see it as well. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Rochi, or David, as he likes to call me, from time to time. And my
I'm
host,
Paul. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you.